Salam alaikum. This is the longest salam alaikum we have ever done. How are you doing, guys? How was your week? I hope you're taking care of yourselves and your loved ones as well. I say that we are nothing if we can't take care of those we love. That's my personal adage. That's my personal principle. You don't have to live by it. I think it is the highest standard to live by, to take care of the people you care about. It must not always be financially, but to take care of them. Send them words of encouragement, send them words of love. And if you have the money, please. The money matters. Anyways, how was your week? I hope you had a wonderful week, but if you didn't, this is another opportunity to actually just reflect and go into the new week a better person. As I always say, we are here to grow together. And do not take me on the other end of this podcast just because I am the speaker. Do not take me for a connoisseur, for a person who needs no lessons. I myself am a student of so many other people, and we are just sharing with each other on this platform. So, as usual, bonjour, mes amis. Buenos dias. Guten Morgen. Man Zakin. Oh, and now in Swahili, habari. You know, I love thank you in Swahili, or probably Kiswahili, I don't know which is which, but it's asante. Asante. I love the word particularly because my mother is called Asantewa, which is the female version of an asante. So, asante. Anyways, today's podcast, we are going to talk about selfishness. Selfishness. So, ready yourselves, fasten your seatbelts, as we embark on this adventure together. Throughout our lives, we have been told, be selfless. Be selfless. Think of yourself less and less. As a matter of fact, think of other people first. Always put other people first. People have been given medals and trophies just because they put other people first. Yes, this is what our whole culture has been predicated on, especially if you are African. They tell you, the leader always shares with other people first, before thinking of himself. Well, I do not know much about that, but I would share with you what a friend of mine, a very dear friend of mine that I call, or who I call my queen. Her name is actually Sarah Goodman, and I call her my queen because, you know, since my name is Prince, she calls me her prince, and she is my boss, so she is my queen. Okay, enough of the royalties. So, Sarah and I were talking the other day, and she made mention of the fact that you would be completely useless to everyone else if you are dead. You would be completely useless to everyone else if you are dead. Some of you, it just hits you. And I can tell. Because some of you, just like myself, wake up from morning to evening and all we can think about is giving the very best of ourselves, the very blood that flows within our veins. We're giving it all so that other people will have a better life. Oh, I know that firsthand because I have a daughter. Oh, yeah. It changes. The story changes drastically. It moves from, oh, I can survive on a loaf of bread, so what can I do to let my daughter have a better life? But you see, in as much as we want to put other people first, let's remember what Sarah said. You would be completely useless to everyone else if you are dead. What does that mean? She gave me a simple analogy and she said, Prince, if you are in an airplane, and there was turbulence or the plane was going to crash and the oxygen masks dropped, what is the first instruction you're given?
Ladies and gentlemen, in a case of an emergency, the nose mask is going to drop or the oxygen mask is going to drop. Please ensure you put yours on first before helping another person.
That is right. You cannot help another person put on his or her oxygen mask whilst you haven't placed yours on first. Selflessness. I think selflessness and selfishness must be redefined. Because without proper context, we are given the narrative that in order to help other people, we should be willing to sacrifice our very lives. We should be willing to embrace peril. Oh, now, some of us have actually come to terms with that. We have thought that through and we asked ourselves simple questions that, like, if I should actually have to face death, will I, for the sake of the people I love, will I? And for some of us, it's a fair game. But that's not what it must be. And you see, I had lived with this mindset for a very long time because in the end, who should do anything for the people you love if not you? But if you think about it critically, if you love the people you claim to love so much, why don't you extend your life just a little bit more so you can be there for them? You see, I used to sing this song, "Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone." I used to sing it thinking I'm singing it for someone else, but just this morning it dawned on me. What if you are the sunshine? What if you are the warmth? What if you are the sunshine? What if you are the warmth? What if you are the one that brings smiles to the faces of people? And what if you're killing yourself by just trying to be there for this, for these very people? In order to be selfless, one must be selfish. And I'm not saying selfish with the concept of trying to keep everything to yourself. No. But you should be selfish with self-preservation. As a matter of fact, our whole existence as human beings is predicated on this one simple thing, that we are beings of survival. We survive. We adapt, but most importantly, we survive. Today, I just wanted to come your way. I do not know the struggles you're dealing with. I myself have had a very challenging week, a very mentally, psychologically challenging week. It's been very tempting. Very tempting. And I say to people all the time, if you've not experienced a level of pain and difficulty, you would always find it easy to say, oh no, those who commit suicide are people who do not think critically. I dare say that I think the people who commit suicide are people often who have thought about a lot of scenarios and can't seem to find a way out. But guys, no matter what you're going through, at least be selfish with one thing, your life. Be selfish with your health. Be selfish with your mental health. Because as Sarah Goodman, or my queen, said, you would be completely useless to everyone, even those you love so much, if you are dead. So take care, guys. Go to places where you're loved. Be with people who cherish you. Be with people who recognize your sacrifice. And I must say this, I've worked with a lot of people, I've been friends with a lot of people, but one friendship which started out without me expecting it to go anywhere or be a very great friendship has been my friendship with Sarah Goodman. Where she's inspired me, motivated me, talked me through very challenging times, been there for me, been very supportive, and most importantly, recognized the efforts I make and put in whatever I do. Be in such spaces. I wish a Sarah Goodman for all of you. I wish good friends and great friends like the ones I have around me, Mike, Emmanuel, Fubert, Dorcas, I mean, blessing all the amazing friends, Esther, Brenda, Nana, all the amazing friends I have around me. I wish those friends for you. And I wish people who pledge their loyalty to you too. You deserve that. You must not always be the one who is pledging loyalty to people. I wish people who would say, I'm with him. I wish for all of you, a Savior, a Veronica, a Domi, a... I wish all these people for you people. Because in as much as you give, and you give, and you give, I wonder who gives to you. An empty cup cannot keep pouring. Be selfish to be selfless. So guys, this is our podcast for today. Let me know what you think. I would really love to hear from you as well. Please do let me know what you think. And remember, ain't no sunshine when you are gone. Ain't no sunshine when you're gone. Stay safe, stay lovely, stay beautiful. Until I see you guys next time, it's Bislama.